How about, what would you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it? That doesn't have a roof on it. Would you call it the same thing, or do you?
Yeah.
What would you call the small fenced area next to the barn where you bring the cows in and keep the cows there just before milking time? It's a little bitty fenced area that would be beside the barn.
I don't know what I'm calling that. Put them in the pen until I get ready to milk them, I guess.
Pen? If you saw a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones, what would you call it? I know there aren't any down here, but...
Stone fence?
Stone fence. What would you call a large wooden vessel, maybe about this tall, about this big around? Has a handle, and you either carry milk or water in it.
You mean a stone?
No, it's about this big and this big around, and it's got a handle across the top, and you carry it like this, and carry either water or milk in it. Like if you milk the cow, you'd put the milk into it.
I'll call it a milk bucket.
Milk bucket. How about the same thing if it were made out of metal instead of wood?
I guess I'd call it a milk bucket right on, because there's some people milking them metal things too.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying eggs? This handle on it.
I call it a frying pan.
Frying pan? Your wife said that you had another name for it when you were younger. She said that it had legs on it, and your parents maybe used to.
Oh, all right. She ain't talking about that. No, she talking about skillet or something they used to call them things.
Skillet.
Yeah. But they ain't got none of them now. It's a little iron thing. Used to cook outdoors, and you put wood underneath it, and you bake the bread and flip it. You didn't have to have nothing but some bricks to set it on, put the wood on it.
Sounds pretty good. Is that what your mother used?
No, she never did. We used to use them when we were camping somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
She had some of them, but she always boiled beans and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. What do you call the thing in the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water off?
Water faucet.
How about the same thing if it were on a barrel? Barrel you used to go on a picnic with, maybe, or
eat outside. I'll call it a faucet.
And how about if it's in your front yard where you hook up a hose to it?
A faucet.
Okay, and when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put it in for you to carry it on?
Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth, like the chicken feed comes in, or different feed for animals?
A sack.
Sack, any particular kind of sack?
Chicken feed sack, I guess.
Yeah, okay, if it's made out of cloth, did you have a name for it when you were a little boy? Like,
I didn't have much dealing with sacks when I was a boy, much.
Croaker sack.
How about a croaker sack? Croaker sack.
Croaker sack, is that what you
mean? Yeah.
How about a toe sack? Did you ever hear of that?
Toe sack? No.
Gunny sack or gunny bag? Did you ever hear of that? So you usually call it croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on? Like that? It has little holes in it.
Call it a harp, right?